Mars.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Supreme Radio. Normally on Thursdays we do physical culture radio with Brooks Kubik, but we have a change-up today, and I thought it was very, very important to have this change-up. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Susan Shank. We're going to talk about her introduction and then departure from the vegan lifestyle and why. And this is a very important discussion because these discussions are usually squelched by the vegan community. In fact, being a vegan and then changing your mind opens you up not only to a lot of ridicule and attacks, but sometimes threats. We've seen the vegan community bully people who come forth and say, hey, it just wasn't for me. You're not allowed to do that. So we're going to talk about that during the first hour. And then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Hector Valenzuela to talk about new emerging research that shows resveratrol, not red wine, by the way, even though the articles that are being published right now always pander to red wine. Remember, alcohol is a neurotoxin, okay? But resveratrol has been shown to greatly reduce the progression of Alzheimer's disease. And understanding that to a greater degree is the mission of the second hour. Don't forget, we have the secret word contest is still in gear. If you hear the secret word during a commercial break, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you're entered to win a three-pack of Live On Labs products. That's lipospheric vitamin C, lipospheric glutathione, and lipospheric R-alpha lipoic acid. The winner will be announced next week on Casual Friday, not this week, so there's plenty of time to still enter. And if you're tired of using toxic poisons under your arms to keep your armpits from smelling, try Only Goodness Inside's all-natural deodorant made with things like Dead Sea Salt, magnesium, and other natural things. And in fact, you can enter to win a free year supply if you go to superhumanradio.com. You'll see a banner ad at the top in the banner rotator that you can click and enter your name and email address, and boom, you're in. And of course, thanks to All American Pharmaceuticals, All American EFX Sports is their product line. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about them. They are a major sponsor of this show. They make it possible. All the way from Ecuador, Susan Shank, how are you?
Great. How are you doing, Carl?
Wonderful, wonderful. I am jazzed for this interview, and I'll tell you why. I did tell you why off the air. There is a constant pressure here in the United States today by vegans and even our government to abandon red meat, abandon animal protein. We're going to talk about this this idea about harming animals because my news director published a great article this morning in reference to this. And go meatless, become vegan or even some form of vegetarian. And always the underlying premise behind this desire to make people turn vegan is that it is ultimately the healthiest diet for the human being. And we're going to talk about that because there are some applications that it may be prudent to address, but there are clearly some long-term risks. So talk about yourself. How did you become vegan? Where were you in your life? How long ago was that?
Well, it was about 2004, 11 years ago or so, that I had an email dialogue with somebody. It was about 2003 or 2 or 3, I don't know, around then. And he convinced me to go raw. Raw was absolutely the way. Well, as it turned out, back then, everybody who was raw was a vegan. So I thought, okay, I'll go along with this. I mean, after all, raw meat doesn't sound that appealing. So, you know, I'll go along with this raw vegan diet. Well, in the raw vegan diet, most of the protein you get is from nuts and seeds. And that is totally inadequate. And I have the thighs to prove it because I used to have thighs of steel. And so anyway, I went on the raw vegan diet. And it seemed, you know, it seemed very logical. You know, the planet doesn't have enough land to grow meat for everybody.
But think about what you just think about the disconnect in that statement. The planet doesn't have enough land to grow meat when a single cow produces enough nutritional energy that could feed a family for an entire year. And look at the small footprint it takes up. And then look at how much corn or soy or some other vegetable that you'd have to grow in order to feed that family for an entire year. You're talking about acres of it.
Yeah. And not only that, but as I point out in Beyond Broccoli, you know, that just because there might be an ecological logic behind this does not mean that your body is going to agree.
Yes.
Because it's not how we evolve.
Yes, yes, yes. And I want to dispel the ecological part of this. Those vegans out there who claim to be vegans because they feel sorry for animals fail to admit that more animals are killed in the clearing of land and harvesting of their vegetables than are killed in processing plants every year. And you know, if you care about cows and pigs and lamb and stuff like that, but you don't care about groundhogs, gophers, squirrels, foxes, deer, and rabbits and stuff like that, then you're lying to yourself, because those are all completely vanquished on a 100 or 1,000 acre farm where they're growing your soy.
Exactly, exactly. I address that in my book too. You know, it's one of those kind of ironies in life.
You got swept away with the vegan life because you not only saw benefits, you felt better, you lost weight, and you really became a high level vegan promoter. You've written books, blogs, you've been interviewed, and you really believed in your heart that by carrying this message forward, you are helping people, right?
Oh yes, yes. But I do want to point out that in my first book, The Live Food Factor, I emphasize raw over vegan, and I still believe that raw is law. I still believe that that the more high raw you can eat, which includes raw animal products, you will definitely be healthier.
Yes.
So that was the main thrust.
Right.
But the vegan was secondary, and that was only because I was brainwashed in the raw food movement that veganism was superior.
So
and initially you do feel better because it's a lighter on the digestion. Raw food in itself is lighter on the digestion. If you eat raw meat, you're not going to feel nearly as bogged down as you will if you eat grilled chicken or, you know.
And we've talked about barbecued. This. I started doing shows on eating raw meat back in 2006. Mm-hmm. I had Randy Roach. Mm-hmm. I had Arjunas von der Planets on. Even Joshua Trentini, who is a competitive bodybuilder that eats nothing but raw meat and vegetables.
Yeah.
And you know, you avoid all the advanced glycation end products when you eat raw. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of work to eat raw. You got to know where your meat is coming from. You have to have a family farmer typically that you do business with. But we have promoted raw eating for a long time on the show. So I'm with you on that. I don't think it's zany. I actually think it's beneficial if people can get over the idea of, ooh, I'm eating. And I've eaten a pound of raw beef and not felt laid down a lump in my stomach. And I've eaten a pound of cooked beef and you feel it in your stomach. So there's a big difference.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how long are you vegan? Now, and also I want to say something else. If you're eating crap American style diet and you stop eating crap American style diet and start eating cardboard, you're going to feel amazing in 6 months or a year.
That is a good point. A lot of people get healed on all kinds of diets. They get healed from cancer on all these different diets, which aren't really ideal, but just because they're getting off the SAD diet, the standard American diet.
Yes. So the vegan community leverages this by getting people who go vegan, and in the first 6 weeks to 6 months, they're like, oh my God, I've never felt this good before. I'm losing all my weight. Is that what happened to you?
Exactly. Exactly. Now, at first my weight went down, but then when I started getting all these raw food uncooked books and learning about all these desserts, and because let's face it, the raw food desserts taste much better than cooked any day.
Okay.
And I started eating all these different dishes. Well, eventually I gained weight because I was so starved for protein.
Yes.
Now, a cooked vegan has the advantage that they can eat soy, which is almost zero carbs, and it's high in protein. The problem is that soy leads to Alzheimer's, cancer, all kinds of diseases.
Yeah.
All you have to do is read the book, The Whole Soy Story. It's backed with hundreds of studies proving how dangerous soy is unless you eat it like the Asians do, fermented, as in tempeh.
Tempeh, right.
And, you know, little miso, just as a condiment, but not a main dish.
Right.
Not soy milk, soy burgers, soy, you know.
Yes, you're right. So, okay, so let's stay with this just for a second. One of the other issues I have with vegans is they believe as long as they're not eating animal protein, they're eating the right thing. So they turn to a lot of cereal grains and pastas and stuff that just bogs the body down. And they feel like, well, look, I'm not eating animal, so I'm doing the good thing. But they're not eating a lot of vegetation either. They're eating a lot of processed, quote unquote, vegan-friendly processed foods that is nothing but grains and corn and rice and, I mean, that's got to be tough for your pancreas, too.
It's really bad. And even as a raw vegan, I was very anti-grains. You know, grains are really for the birds.
Good for you.
Birds are the only true granivores. I mean, grains will tax your system. And I went through a whole list of different diet books, and what almost all of them have in common, almost every weight loss diet has in common, get rid of the grains,
right?
Especially gluten.
Yes, yes. Very pro-inflammatory, very bad for you. So, okay, so how long are you vegan, and when do you start actually writing books and blogs and articles and getting interviewed? Because now you're not only a vegan, but you're actually influencing the vegan lifestyle now. You become what I would consider a high-level vegan with a high profile.
Well, I'm a non-vegan now.
I understand. We're going to get to that. Don't give away the...
But you're talking about back then.
Back then.
Yeah, well, actually, when I first discovered the raw diet, I was so convinced. I thought, man, I got to write a book about this. I don't care if only one person reads it. I've got to write this book. And I was very strict. I mean, I know a lot of vegans who will sit down and have a hamburger with me. Oh, but I'm a vegan most of the time. Well, no. My idea of cheating was once a month. Once a month, maybe I'd have some raw ice cream.
Ah.
Or, you know, maybe one or two raw egg yolks.
Right.
But I was very, very strict. It was like a religion to me, which it is like so many vegans out there. It's very, very dogmatic. And then after I was very strict for 6 years. But then what happened is I was depleting so many of these fat-soluble vitamins that are stored in the body, you know, and the B12 and the DHA in my brain. There's only one plant source for DHA, which is needed by the brain, and that's purslane, a green. Well, you would have to eat pounds of it every day to get enough DHA because greens are not high in fat. So my brain was really not functioning
well. In fact, I know people who are vegans that always joke about not being able to remember things, and they joke about it, but they don't realize that it's part of the diet. One of the byproducts of the diet is you start to lose your memory.
Exactly. The B12, the DHA, it all affects the brain, you know.
Okay, so
we're
going to take a break in a couple minutes, but I want to get to the point where when we come back from the break, it's like where you started to discover the changes. So when did you start to feel that the vegan diet had let you down? Where did you start to feel sick?
Well, when I was doing the Live Food Factor, which was a very intense project, it took me 6 years to write while I was working full time. I just started getting overwhelmed and anxiety, and you know, there was one pivotal moment where I couldn't remember my husband's name, and another moment where I couldn't remember his cell phone number, and I was never one to plug in numbers, you know, like dial, hit a button and this dial
speed
goes
dial,
or whatever.
Right.
And then at that moment, I was corresponding with Dr. Bass in New York City. He's probably 97, 98 by now, still practicing medicine. And he was an expert on all these things because he tried on his own body and on different rats that he kept in his house. He tried every version of vegetarian and vegan diet. And the vegan babies, the vegan rats were eating their babies just to get that brain food that they were trying to eat the brain.
I mean, that's kind of funny, but it's sad at the same time, you know.
It is sad.
I mean, when your own offspring becomes your dietary salvation, that's pretty scary.
I know. And so he actually guided me through getting off the vegan diet one step at a time. And when I went back to eating meat, I felt a little bit like a vampire or something.
Did you feel guilty? Did you feel guilty? Because I think a lot of vegans, they get so caught up in the dogmatic side of it. I'm protecting, I'm saving animals. This is the right way to eat. That they become so entrenched in the culture of being a vegan that when they start to realize, wow, I don't feel good anymore, they just ignore it.
Yes. Yes, I've read on vegan blogs where they say, even if this diet hurts you, you need to do it to save the animals and save the planet, even if it's bad for your health.
And that is such nonsense because we're running out of water. And guess what? It takes a lot less water to feed a cow than it does to feed an acre of land. If you butcher a cow and put it in a freezer, you can eat on it the whole year, it takes up a small plot of land to raise a cow compared to acres and acres to raise soybean and corn and grain. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to tell you how you can reach out to Susan and also grab some of her books, because she's got a new book that is really should be called Busting the Vegan Myth. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Spread on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court, so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Break down, baby. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Susan Shank this hour. Her book is Beyond Broccoli, Creating a Biologically Balanced Diet When a Vegetarian Diet Doesn't Work. She's telling us her story about becoming a vegan and what the long-term effects of being a vegan were for her. And for those of you out there who have tried the vegan diet, you may be going, yep, me too. And some of you are on the vegan diet and you're determined to stay with it because you feel sorry for animals. Well, I got bad news for you. There are animals dying in the production of your grains and corn at greater numbers maybe than the ones that are being slaughtered in slaughterhouses to make bacon. That's a little lie that no one likes to talk about in the vegan community, but it's the God's honest truth, and we have articles to prove it. So, and we will have the book up on our website later today. You'll be able to get the book, Beyond Broccoli, at supremeradio.com later today. I promise you that. So you started to feel the deleterious effects of being vegan, and you were a very strict vegan, as you point out. And as a strict vegan, you took a very, very high profile within the vegan community, writing articles, books, being interviewed, and so on and so forth. When do you go, I've got to try something. I don't feel good anymore. I have to try something. And what was the first thing you tried?
Well, what happened is as I was researching diligently for the Live Food Factor, the Raw Food Comprehensive Guide, I came across also this guy who Nazariah, who said that he had been in the raw vegan community for many years, and he saw many of them getting Alzheimer's and dementia. And I thought, uh-oh. And then when I had that pivotal moment where I couldn't remember my husband's first name,
right?
It really shook me up. It really shook me up.
So what was your first break with the vegan diet? Did you sit down and have a hamburger, a steak? You obviously felt guilty about this.
No, I couldn't bring myself to do that. But Dr. Stanley Bass in New York City, who's still practicing medicine, he advised me to eat raw egg yolks. He said, if you eat the raw egg yolks, you're getting at least a lot of these nutritional elements that, you know, the B12, zinc, selenium, all these different things that, you know, are hard to get in the plant kingdom, certain nutrients, you know, choline and everything. Very rich. The yolk is very rich.
How many egg yolks did you eat, Susan?
I ate maybe 3 or 4 a day.
How did you start to feel, and when did you start to feel differently?
Well, the egg yolks did not bring back my B12 levels. And so his next step was, and my B12 was dangerously low. I mean, if you let your B12 levels go, you can actually do serious nervous system permanent damage. So the eggs weren't doing it, so I actually resorted to B12 injections.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Those didn't do it either.
They don't work.
The only thing that works,
cyanocobalamin injections do not work in well over 70% of the population, just for the record. It's the form of B12 that doctors inject that's the problem. It's attached to cyanide.
Wow.
But anyway, go ahead. So what did you do?
So anyway, so my B12 did not come back till I started eating red meat.
Mm-hmm.
So I started eating meat. Now, as a raw foodist, I thought, okay, I can't, you know, be a hypocrite and, you know, eat this cooked. So what I would do is I would lightly steam it so that the outside looked like it was cooked.
Right.
And it, you know, it wasn't quite as repulsive. Or often I would marinate it, you know, with
like
lime juice.
Yeah, like ceviche. We have people in the audience that eat raw chicken that way. They marinate it like ceviche,
right,
and it's very edible. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really taste that bad, you know. So finally I got my B12 levels up, and I noticed something very, very significant. Here I was as a vegan, totally in denial, weighing about 40 pounds overweight.
Right.
And once I started eating meat, something happened. I was losing weight very easily. And the reason is that meat has, it does not stimulate the insulin response unless you overeat it. So the insulin response is responsible for storing fat, and it also creates hunger. So meat has three benefits for staying slim. One is it doesn't stimulate insulin. Number two, it suppresses the appetite. And number three, in itself, meat is thermogenic, which means that it speeds up the metabolism. So I noticed that it was so much easier for me to lose weight once I had incorporated meat back into my diet.
Now, When did you start to feel better? When did you start to go, oh, my God, you know, maybe I didn't do that much permanent damage to my body? How long did it take for the reintroduction of animal protein?
Just a couple of months, I felt. Yeah, just a couple of months, and I was feeling better.
Your memory started to work better?
Yep. Yep. I started taking massive doses of pharmaceutical-grade fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be pharmaceutical-grade, otherwise, even if it says mercury-free, there's still a little bit of mercury in there.
Right.
But I started taking like 9 grams a day to get my brain back and to start burning, getting more of that omega-3 to burn fat, you know, thermogenic response.
Sure, sure.
Because another issue, that the vegans don't realize until they get a little bit older, because when you're young, you're in your 20s, which most vegans are, you know, it's easy to stay slim,
right?
You know, but when you get to be in your 40s and 50s, you're carb sensitive. And what I've noticed is that a lot of these raw vegan leaders, they're overweight because, and they might not be overweight when they're in their 20s, but once they get into their 40s, they start packing on the pounds because they are eating way too many carbs.
What about libido? I have a personal friend who called me several months ago and confided in me that her boyfriend was having a hard time, and he's in his 20s, a hard time maintaining an erection. And so I asked her a bunch of questions. I asked her a bunch of questions. It turns out that he's been a vegan for like 4 or 5 years. He's a musician.
Uh-huh.
And I said to her, you need to get him to start eating, get a good grass-fed, you know, steak. Will he eat steak? No, he's a vegan. I said, you need to get, he started introducing beef back into his diet and his libido and his functionality came back. Did you start to lose your libido when you were vegan?
Oh, yes, I did. Absolutely. I did. And, it caused a big rift in my marriage. And what also happened is that I started getting this atrocious bloating, and the bloating comes, it's like small intestine bacterial overgrowth.
SIBO, right.
I was eating way too many soluble fibers, such as seeds. I was eating way too many seeds. That was like a main source of protein. And these seeds were getting stuck in my small intestine. The bacteria is growing. And I'm still battling that. I'm still kind of, you know, battling this as a result of having been a raw vegan for so many years and overeating soluble fibers.
We have to take
that also interferes with.
We have to take our next commercial break. We can pick this up on the other side. We can pick it up about the soluble fiber issue. I know.
Yeah.
We learned that fiber is good, and like most things, we think more is better, and too much fiber is really bad for you. And I want to talk about some evolutionary perspectives on this to show what happens to the human body when you don't incorporate animal proteins into it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Okay, go on.
Take two.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking with Dr. Hector Valenzuela as we talk about new research that shows resveratrol, not red wine, resveratrol may prevent the onset and progression of Alzheimer's disease. Very promising research. Right now we're talking with Susan Schenk. We're talking about her journey into the world of being a high-level, high-profile vegan and back out of that world once the vegan diet did not work for her. So let's talk about evolution for a second, Susan. Vegans love to say that the vegan diet is the way we were supposed to eat.
Oh, that is so funny. I really believed that too. And their story is that, well, way back when we began in Africa, we just ate fruit, like the Garden of Eden kind of thing, you know? Well, I did a lot of research. I mean, I spent hundreds of dollars on anthropological nutrition books. Mm-hmm. Some that had just recently been released, you know, we're talking university college textbooks.
Right.
And I was very surprised. We have been eating, folks, all vegans and vegetarians, listen up. We've been eating meat. Our ancestors have been eating insects, animal foods of some sort for about 2.5 million years.
Right. And that's the story I want to tell. That's a story. So,
yeah.
So Australia, during the Pleistocene era, Australopithecus robustus and Australopithecus gracile, they were two divergent ancestors of ours. And think about this when you think about what Susan shared with us about how her brain function started to change and all these other things happened. Australopithecus robustus, their jaw was broader. Their brain was smaller. Their gut was huge, what we would consider a distended stomach. They ate exclusively a vegan diet, branches and twigs and nuts and anything that they could come across. And they spent almost all their waking hours foraging and chewing and digesting the vegan diet. So much so that the digestive tract demanded almost all of the energy provided from nutrition. Mm-hmm. Now, Australopithecus gracile is our first ancestor that started to find animal protein interesting. And usually the story goes that they probably started out with what's known as carrion. They found a dead animal. They ate it. They started to pick the marrow out of bones. They evolved differently. Their guts got smaller. Their brains got bigger. They are our direct descendants because Australopithecus robustus is extinct. We are descendants of Australopithecus gracile, the Australopithecus that learned to eat animal protein. And even Dr. Leslie Aiello from the Wenner-Gren Foundation wrote an article that every now and then comes back around on the internet 10 years ago saying that our adaptation to eating animal protein is the reason that our brains became so predominantly powerful and big and our guts became smaller. So this is undeniable science that vegans love to dispute. Oh, that's not true. We have canine teeth for a reason. That's the sign of a carnivore. Our eyes are in the front of our head. That's the sign of a carnivore. Prey animals have eyes on the side of their head. Everything shows that we were designed to eat meat, but vegans continue to dispute this over and over again. Why? Why, Susan?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they do that to defend their ideology, but it's totally misinformation because I have a whole chapter, I have a whole section on the evolution of the human diet and a whole chapter on man's dietary history and Beyond Broccoli, and my favorite theory, I totally agree with this theory that we changed our big gut for a bigger brain. Because look at the ape. The ape has a huge gut but a smaller brain that
right.
he spends all this time foraging. Now I do bust 22 cherished vegan and vegetarian myths, and one of them is that the ape is a vegan. It's not. Monkeys and apes have been known to eat small animals and insects. They are not vegans. However, what happens is when you do eat such a high plant diet, like a cow or horse, you've got to graze the whole day.
Right.
So man, in order to, what man started doing was, according to my favorite theory, we started going to the shore and eating fish, shellfish, eggs. You know, going looking for eggs and eating fish, and fish is real brain food. It has all the minerals that the brain needs. Now, however, of course, we have to be very careful because of Fukushima and mercury and
right,
all that.
Right.
But the point is that when the ocean was pristine, what happened was as the ape, you know, the whole aquatic ape theory and everything, well, when the ape came back to the land or whatever, they were just eating all of this fish, and the brain got bigger. Now, because the brain was using so much energy, the digestive tract had to use less energy.
Uh-huh.
So that's
when you eat animal protein, you're eating a much higher nutrient dense.
Right.
So your body doesn't need as much of it. You don't need as much of it. The body doesn't have to digest as much.
Exactly. Now look at the Eskimos. Weston Price, Dr. Price. He went all over the world. You know, the book Nutrition and Physical Degeneration.
Yeah, we've actually had Sally Fallon Morell on the show. We're big supporters of Weston A. Price here in this audience.
Yeah. Okay. So he found the Eskimos to be the healthiest people on the planet.
Right.
And they ate nothing but animal products.
Right.
I mean, they were up in the Antarctic. They were up in the the cold part
climate.
Where there weren't any plants.
Right.
Yeah, so they were found to be very healthy, and I also believe they were healthy because they were 100% raw foodists.
Interesting.
But if eating meat were so dangerous, why were they so healthy?
Right, and if eating meat was so bad for us, we wouldn't be here today because we have been consuming animal protein. The quality of food
exactly.
has changed. What makes this whole discussion murky is the quality of food has changed, but not just the quality of meat, the quality of produce, the quality of the things that we grow.
Oh, yeah.
It's all been co-opted and changed. But the bottom line is we've survived perfectly eating lots of animal protein throughout evolution.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Now, I discuss in my book about how the animals made a covenant with man. Domesticated animals agreed, okay, you take care of us. you can eat us, but in the meantime, we have a peaceful life. We don't have to worry about wolves attacking us. We have only one bad day, and that's the day we're slaughtered, the rest of the time. Now, man broke that covenant when he started factory farming. Mm-hmm. And with factory farming came the whole thing, the mad cow, the E. coli, the salmonella from the eggs. I've eaten thousands of raw eggs. You know, I don't get salmonella because I'm selective about where I get my eggs. But the factory farming is what made meat unhealthy.
Yes.
That, and in addition to that, all the high temperature cooking like grilling and barbecuing and, you know, deep fat frying, taking a turkey and deep fat frying it. That's what made it carcinogenic. But if you have clean meat, it's not going to be carcinogenic.
Right.
It's going to help you prevent cancer because sugar and carbs are what feeds the cancer.
Right. Right, absolutely. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take a last commercial break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about the closet vegans. And what I mean by that is those who are out there promoting that they are exclusively vegans and living a great life, but the truth of the matter is, behind closed doors where no one is looking, they're actually consuming animal proteins in order to be able to stay vegans. And somebody needs to start blowing the whistle on these people because they're actually hurting a lot of people by doing this. We're going to take a last commercial break with Susan Schenk. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's
world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Susan Shank. Susan was once a very high-profile vegan, promoting the vegan diet, writing books about it, doing interviews about it. But she learned, like so many other people who are honest with themselves, that it takes a toll on your body if you stay on it too long. We're going to talk about, in just a moment, how the vegan diet can be applied sensibly. But clearly it's not a long-term template that it can be used. Also, you can get a copy of Susan's book, Beyond Broccoli, at superhumanradio.com. It'll be on the homepage later today if it's not there already. So, Susan, before we talk about how the vegan diet actually can be useful, let's talk about closet vegans, those who hold themselves up amongst the vegan community, espousing the beauty and wonder of the vegan diet, showing how healthy they are, but really behind closed doors, they are involved in eating the things that they rail against, just in secret.
Yeah, I never really met too many of those, but I did hear about them, and Nazariah from the Essene Church, he discusses that, and he said that he would be at some raw food festivals, and some people would be cheating and so forth, and he says that he knew so many raw foodists that got B12 deficiencies with nervous system disorders that they were just in denial. They couldn't believe that it was the diet that did it.
This is what happens when the dietary template becomes driven by dogma. It becomes a religion, and even though you're being hurt by it, you're going to ignore it because you need to live that way. Now, let's talk about the vegan. For me, I think the vegan diet is important, and here's why. I think that you take the vegan diet and you add a piece of grass-fed, grass-finished beef or free-range chicken or wild-caught salmon, and you have a perfect diet, you know? But without that animal protein component, I think that you are greatly missing very, very important cornerstone of health. But you say the vegan diet can be useful for a cleanse, right?
Yes, I think it's good for, like, you know, do it for a week or two, a month at the most.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it can be used as a kind of a plant diet, just a very light diet. Like, for example, sometimes I just go for a couple of days just eating vegetables. I don't eat too much fruit because fruit's, you know, high glycemic. It can give me hypoglycemia. Fruit is just another form of sugar for the most part because most fruits have been so hybridized to be sweet.
Right.
But some days I just go on a diet where I'll just have maybe some cantaloupe or one piece of fruit, pineapple or something in the morning, and the rest of the day just vegetables, and I'll feel lighter. All day. I'll do that for a few days when if I don't feel like going on a water fast or something.
Okay. And that makes perfect sense to use the diet that way. You also talk about in some of your writings that people who have colon problems should not necessarily be on a vegan diet long term because it puts a great strain on the colon. Is that true?
Well, people who have IBS or Crohn's disease, they have a hard time with a raw vegan diet at first unless they just do soups or juices. You know, so they have to really kind of pre-digest the raw vegetables or produce they put in.
Interesting, interesting. Now, do you live in Ecuador now?
I live here, yeah.
And
here we have free-range meat.
Yeah, I know.
Free-range cows.
Beautiful, I know. So when you decided not to be vegan anymore, you were very outspoken about it because you felt that you had to set the record straight for those people who may have been following your early teachings to know the truth.
Yes.
Did the vegan community come out against you? Did they come out and try to discredit you?
I lost $3,000 a month in book earnings. I mean, immediately, like right away after I did one radio show before my book even came out. Boom, my sales went down, way down, and I was harassed on YouTube by some guy that was promoting a ridiculously low-fat diet, you know. I mean, I was harassed a lot, and, you know, I think that the people who've gone off the vegan diet have been kind of vindicated lately, though, because the whole saturated fat myth has been
dispelled. Right.
You know. Yeah. So now we know that saturated animal fat does not lead to heart disease or anything. I mean, that myth has been totally busted. It's been around for 50 years, so a lot of people still cling to it.
I know. In fact, we just did a show yesterday or the day before where we talked about a study that showed that a low-carb diet was more effective at reducing the risk factors or the markers of cardiovascular disease than a low-fat diet.
Absolutely.
But you still have doctors out there who will say, oh, you know, you need to cut your fat. They don't care. They're kind of stuck in the past for some reason.
Well, they're not keeping up to date with the latest research. The latest research shows that it's carbs and sugars that are responsible for most diseases, not the animal product.
Women tend to be vegans more than men. And quite frankly, I also think that because of the complexity of the female body, they run the greatest risk of long-term damage from being a vegan. What would you say to women out there who are newly vegan? They're feeling great. They're saying, you're crazy. Okay. It's just you. This works well for me. What would you say to them?
I would say wait a few years, and I would say keep abreast of all the nutritional studies because there can be new nutrients that are found in animal products only, and then that means you got to go out and find a new supplement. So I always say the best candidate for a vegan is somebody who's in their 20s, has a lot of money to spend on supplements, and is very intelligent enough to keep up with the studies and the research. And then when that person decides they want to get pregnant, she better get off the vegan diet. If she's nursing, she better be off the vegan diet. You know,
Think about that for a second. And we've actually talked about this. There's a mom who was a vegan whose baby died because she was such a devout vegan that her baby was not getting the nutrients through the breast milk that she needed. And think about that for a second. How inappropriate is the vegan diet for a human if you cannot sustain the life of your offspring while being on it? That tells you right there that it's no good for you.
You know, I was told by my editor, do not write this book. Do not. You're going to lose all credibility. Nobody will ever believe you again. But I said, I have to because of the children. I said, I have seen babies where the mother could not produce milk. So she was feeding the newborn baby hemp milk. Now, what growth factors, excuse me, but if you can't produce milk, you should feed your baby raw goat milk.
Right.
Which is very similar to human milk.
Right.
But that has all the growth factors and everything. This baby that I saw, born of a vegan woman, had a very small head in relation to the body, which means the baby's brain will probably never catch up.
Right.
It will never reach the potential, the genetic potential.
Well, I have interviewed vegans that have jumped ship before, and many of them talk about actually being threatened by the vegan community. There's actually a website set up by vegans where they ridicule and out non-vegans. When a vegan jumps ship, it's almost like Scientology. Uh-huh. They not only disown you, but they threaten and attack you in this broad scale way because they feel threatened by you saying, hey, it doesn't really work. So they have to come on preemptively and kind of destroy your credibility. Were you threatened by anybody? Did you ever receive threatening emails or messages?
No, I never, probably because I left the country.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. That's why I made a point to point out that you live in Ecuador now. It's almost like they can't do anything to you now.
Right. But they were harassing me on YouTube videos, and even here, I'll be talking to somebody I meet here, and they'll say, yeah, I saw this YouTube video where you were really blasted.
Yeah. Well, it's going to happen, because if you speak the truth, sometimes you upset some people. We've learned that on this show, that's for sure.
Yeah, but, you know, the vegan diet is a fad, and most people don't stick with it that long. There's a few people who do that it works for, but most people, they don't.
Dr. Lauren Cordain came on my show many years ago, and we've talked about the vegan diet because, you know, he's the guy who really really put the thrust behind the paleo diet. And he gave me a study that's up on my website of over 60,000 individuals. The study was produced in the UK where they compared the vegan vegetarian diet to the omnivorous diet, and the health outcomes were not better for vegan vegetarians. In fact, the health outcomes, all-cause mortality, was actually better for the omnivorous diet than the vegetarian-vegan diet. Whenever I post that study, I have vegans and vegetarians that always come out and say, oh, well, this is what's wrong with that study, and that's what's wrong with that study, and this is what... And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? If you're not even open to reading the science and going, maybe this there's something to this, then there's no hope for you. You're lost.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. But they will change. When their body starts to get symptoms, most of them will change their diet.
Yeah, but you know what I also find? Not many of them are as brave as you. Most of them change their diet quite, you know, they're very vocal vegans. They want everybody to be vegan. Uh-huh. They want everybody to not harm animals. Meanwhile, they're harming animals when they're eating bread. They don't realize it. They just ignore that. But
yeah.
They want everybody to be uh-huh. vegans. And then as soon as they hit the wall, and they get sick, and then they start eating animal protein again, and they get better. They don't vocalize that. They just take a back seat, and they quietly go back to the omnivorous diet. They don't tell anybody. So there's this illusion that everybody becomes vegan, but they never change. And that's a sin, because you're hurting other people. If you go out there and blast the media and everybody, say, I'm a vegan, it's great, and then you find out it didn't work out good, and you don't come forth and say, I'm not a vegan anymore, here's why, you're hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them don't have the courage.
I totally agree.
They don't have the courage that you have. So I want to commend you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, I want to thank you for coming on the show and being honest and forthright. And the book is called Beyond Broccoli, and you can find it at superhumanradio.com, right at the bottom of the homepage. Susan, thanks for being on the air today.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Much luck. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about resveratrol with Dr. Hector Valenzuela. Great information. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, one of the supplements that I will not live without is resveratrol. And quite frankly, I am fortunate enough, and those of you who listen to the show are fortunate enough to know about the single best resveratrol product in the world, made by Rev Genetics, Nitro 250, not just because of the dose of resveratrol, but also the delivery mechanism that they have provided to make sure that you're getting the highest amount bioavailably delivered. And so whenever I see studies about resveratrol, it really pisses me off because the mainstream media loves to say red wine. We actually had the scientists on the show who did the research that showed resveratrol activated some of the same genetic triggers and functions physiologically as exercise. And the Daily Mail in the UK did an article that said, you know, skip the gym and drink some wine. And I had the author of the study on, and he was just as pissed off about that as me, because that's not what the study said. The study said if you supplement with resveratrol, didn't say if you drink red wine. But the media loves to take resveratrol and make people think that if they just have a glass of wine here and there, that they're accomplishing the benefits of resveratrol. That is not true. That is a blatant misrepresentation. My next guest is Dr. Hector Valenzuela. He's been on the show before. How you doing, Dr. Valenzuela?
Hi, how are you, Carl?
Now,
great to be here.
You've dedicated a lot of time to researching resveratrol and curcumin and things like that. Does that piss you off as much as it pisses me off whenever a good study comes out on resveratrol and they just discount and say, yeah, just have a glass of red wine?
Oh, absolutely. The comparison is ludicrous for the following reason. I mean, you can find resveratrol in a lot of other things, not just red wine and the skin of grapes, but you can also find it in peanuts. You can find it in a lot of different fruits.
Not weed, right? You can find it in knotweed. You can find it in so many.
That's correct.
Right. Yeah.
I have never come across that. But what you can find is that the amounts of resveratrol are extremely small. So in order to be able to say, oh, I can just drink some a glass of wine and that will be it, when you're comparing it directly to the resveratrol at high concentrations, is crazy. There's a lot of side effects also of drinking red wine to,
to
that degree.
Well, let's remember something. You know, I haven't had a drink in several months, quite frankly, because I decided that I don't enjoy the buzz more than the neurological damage that alcohol does. I made that decision when I got back from my trip to Alaska, and I think I've had one glass of wine in the past 4 months, and that was for celebratory purposes. I didn't want to be left out. But the reality is that the neurotoxic effects of alcohol far outweigh any benefits that you will get from the resveratrol in a glass of wine. So don't lie to yourself and think you're doing something good when you're drinking wine. Because if you're doing something good by drinking wine, then by all means, give it to your grandchildren and your nieces and nephews, and give it to your dog and your parakeet, because everybody deserves the benefits of it. And that's a ludicrous idea, because you know that it's harmful for them. Well, guess what? It's harmful for you too. Now, with that being said, you told me something off the air that needs to be said. Most of the research that shows the beneficial effects, both acute and long-term, on resveratrol, they all do a half a gram, 500 milligrams of resveratrol. How many glasses of wine, Dr. Valenzuela, would I have to drink on a daily basis to get 500 milligrams of resveratrol a day?
You would have to drink 500 bottles of red wine.
Bottles. Not glasses.
Yes, yeah. Bottles.
Yeah. And then you'll die of liver toxicity on that one right there. So.
For sure. If you're going to be doing this on a daily basis, I don't think you will survive one day.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. And so now let's talk about the research. Now let's shift over. Now, when we talk about this research, if you interpret this as, oh, I just need to drink more red wine, then maybe you don't belong on the planet. I don't think life is for everybody. I'm not being facetious. I think some of us, you know, we just don't have the common sense to put one foot in front of the other. So chances are we're not going to survive very long. So if you're going to interpret this research as, oh, I just need to up my red wine, you missed the message entirely. So what is the new research on the linkage between resveratrol and the reduction in progression of Alzheimer's disease? Please talk about that.
Okay, so resveratrol has been put on the map in the early 200s, right? There's a lot of experiments that were being done, and they were all done in cells, and they were all done in animals.
And you mean the early 2000s, right?
Yeah, early 2000s. Okay. So then the next step logically was to start studying this in humans. And so there's a study. So now that all the basic research was done and we deemed it to be safe, we started doing studies on humans, and around 2012, I believe it is, we started a study with using Alzheimer's patients. So here were people that were very prone to getting Alzheimer's, high-risk patients, or they were already having the initial syndromes that was getting started. So what they did is they took these patients and they started giving them initially 500 milligrams of resveratrol, and then they upped it up to 1 gram, and they found that it was not only safe, but what happened was that those patients stopped progressing in their disease, and some of them were slowed down in the disease. So we found now that, you know, the study was concluded about a year ago, and it took a while to get all the data together and publish it, but it just came out that study that was initiated in 2012 has shown that a lot of the biomarkers that are shown when somebody's progressing through the disease of Alzheimer's have reached a complete stop or have been stopped.
Okay, so now let's talk about pathways for a second, and then let's kind of examine this. One of the things that the study showed, that it cleared the plaque that is associated with the development of Alzheimer's disease, and it could be corollary, it could be causative, but clearly it cleared the A-beta, the beta-amyloid plaque from the brain faster, which was one of the benefits. But was that a direct result of resveratrol's well-understood glucose-managing effects? Or was that something? Was there another pathway that was causing the clearing of the A-beta plaque?
Okay, that's a great question. So let me just start by saying this about resveratrol. Resveratrol is known to affect various pathways. Mm. To some degree or another. Now, Alzheimer's is characterized by actually two things. Not only does it accumulate those plaques, okay, referred to sometimes as senile plaques, but it also creates this neurofibrillary tangle. So the neuron, the nerve cell, gets tangled up because it accumulates another type of protein in there. So there's two major features of Alzheimer's that are, you know, well known. And resveratrol to some degree affects both pathways.
Wow.
But in this particular study, it was mostly the plaque that was targeted that they were really looking at. But this is not to say that the researchers that did this, because are not going to pursue that. Now they're actually going to pursue the other biomarkers of Alzheimer's and seeing what effects were done on them through the treatment of resveratrol.
Okay, so resveratrol has been compared to the gold standard for blood sugar management, which is metformin. Milligram for milligram, resveratrol outperforms the protection against hypo and hyperglycemic episodes better than metformin. And this has been proven in several reproduced studies. So this isn't a fluke. With that being said, we also know the development of these plaques quite often is the result of misfolded proteins. Proteins are messengers between cells. And the endoplasmic reticulum in each cell is designed to fold proteins and assemble the amino acids in a certain way that has a syntax, that has a meaning when it gets transferred to the other cell. And we think that these plaques are the result of the syntax being incorrect or the protein being sent at the inappropriate time. And so the receiver doesn't need it and it floats around and it finds a home and it sticks somewhere and it develops these plaques. We know that the endoplasmic reticulum increases the rate of misfolded proteins in two instances very well. Fragmented sleep and severe fluctuations in blood sugar, especially hypoglycemia. We know that fragmented sleep can be promoted from hypoglycemia. Can we extrapolate these results by saying that because resveratrol is so good at managing blood sugar, it stabilizes and eliminates to a great degree the highs and lows, the hypoglycemic and hyperglycemic episodes that over time start to get the endoplasmic reticulum to stop spitting out misfolded proteins that creates the aggregate that builds up to plaque? I mean, I'm just a guy doing a radio show, but that seems very obvious to me.
It is. You know, to anybody that's just getting started in this field, that is one of the first things that they start to notice is the vast amount of pathways that are being affected by resveratrol. And I believe you are correct. You pretty much described it perfectly. In my opinion, I agree with what you just said, that it is something that happens is it's kind of like a secondary step. You know, if you're preventing diabetes, you're going to be preventing some other diseases that are age-related, right? And that kind of like brings me to a point that I would like to make. You know, there's this idea that's been floating around now for several decades that there's medicine in general approaches treating the disease as a single disease, right? So
right.
You go to the doctor because you have a disease and they're going to treat that disease, right? And that's fine. That's great. And refer to that usually as the medical model, right?
Right.
But what people need to start to understand and doctors need to start to understand, and I think in all honesty and fairness to them, they are picking up on that there's a whole bunch of different pathways that can be treated with one compound. Okay, so you know, like you mentioned, metformin, it's used to treat diabetes, but now they're starting to think, well, maybe we can use it to treat some other diseases.
Right,
right. And resveratrol is the same thing. You know, you can go up and look at clinical trials, and you're going to see that not only is resveratrol used to treat Alzheimer's, but it's used to treat different types of cancer, so on and so forth. So what people are starting to realize is that some of these diseases overlap in their signaling pathways. So if you affect or influence one pathway, you can actually have a positive outcome on several diseases. And it's kind of like a trickle effect. So what you're saying right now, you know, you're trying to affect the pathway is going to affect diabetes, and it has a trickle-down effect that it's going to affect also Alzheimer's. It can also affect cardiovascular diseases. It can also affect cancers. So yes, life is a web of signals, and you start messing with one or two of those signals, especially if they're in the level of importance upstream, as we call it in science, it's going to have a downstream effect, and it's going to affect a lot of different things.
And this is actually an emerging type of science. This is called systems biology, where instead of, you know, the old adage, we've talked about this on the show before, you know, if you put five people at different points in an elephant, and one feels the tusk, and one feels the trunk, and one feels the leg, and one feels the back, and you ask them what they feel, they all have a different perspective of what they feel, but because they don't see the whole elephant. And this is actually an emerging area of research now called systems biology, where instead of saying, okay, let's look at this one symptom, let's treat this one symptom, instead they're saying, this symptom is a response to a complex event that's affecting several systems in the body. So let's go all the way back to the domino one that is falling that triggers all these other, and let's address that. And quite frankly, that forces clinicians to start to ask the question, well, what causes this? See, nobody in science today asks what causes a disease. Instead, they go, well, this is the symptom that bothers people the most. How can we treat this one symptom? But if you start to look at things from a systems biology perspective, you have to start asking the question, what caused this in the first place? And then you find out, when you find the cause, that it's also causing five or six different symptoms at the same time, as you so eloquently point out. And this makes sense when you think about the rate of cancer, Alzheimer's disease, kidney failure, and I can go on and on, that diabetics suffer from heart disease. So when you start to say what causes diabetes and you start treating the diabetes, all these other things seem to go away.
That's correct.
I love it. Okay. We're talking with Dr. Hector Valenzuela. I want you to stay with this because this is going to get really interesting, I promise you. I love resveratrol. I take Nitro 250 from Rev Genetics. I take it twice a day. It is the single best resveratrol product in the world, and that's why I fought hard to get Anthony Loera to come aboard as a sponsor of this show, because I love the product and you should be taking it too. If you want to learn more about it, go to my website, superhumanradio.com, and click the Metacurcumin Bata ad to get to their website, and then also search for the resveratrol product. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
To take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court, so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Don't forget, the secret word contest is in full effect. If you hear the secret word during a commercial break, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com, and you are entered to win. This week's prize is a 3-pack of Livon Labs product. You get lipospheric vitamin C, lipospheric glutathione, and lipospheric R-alpha-lipoic acid. The winner will be announced next Friday on Casual Friday. So listen to the commercials. When you hear the secret word, email it into us, and you're entered to win. My guest this hour is Dr. Hector Valenzuela. Dr. Valenzuela, you teach at Whittier College, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, but aren't you also a visiting professor at UCLA or something like that?
Yes, I have been for the last 2 years or 3 years now. My collaboration with them is a little bit on and off at this point.
Okay.
At this point,
I just wanted to establish some of your background real quick for the audience. So, I take Nitro 250 twice a day. Is that adequate? Because of the advanced delivery that that I guess they call it tween that they make, and I'm pimping this product because if you're taking a resveratrol product, this is the one to take. If you're not taking, this is the one to take. Do you think that's enough, or should I be upping it to 1 gram a day?
I think at this point that would be enough. A lot of the studies that have been done on resveratrol, they wanted to see how high they can go and still be safe. So 1 gram was as high as they went. And that was still considered safe. And I think at that point, there really were very little side effects. I think very few people had any type of trouble taking 1 gram, but it is a fairly large amount, and so they just basically capped it at that.
Okay, so let's talk about one of the other effects of resveratrol, one of the earlier effects that made it so popular within the anti-aging community, and that is its increase in sirtuin production. And sirtuin production has been implicated in the ultra-low-calorie diets that seem to extend life. So it's thought that when sirtuins increase, that there's a life extension benefit from them. But the other thing that people don't pick up on that I'm going to ask you about now is when you fast for 16 hours or more, the body increases sirtuin production, but it also increases a phenomenon called autophagy, which is since the body is not playing host to digesting food, it can clean house. And autophagy on a cellular level is designed to rid the body of metabolic waste and debris and kind of cleanse the cell so the body functions better. Is there any research out there that implicates resveratrol since it increases sirtuin production? Does it also increase autophagy?
Yes, there is some evidence that that is indeed the case. So when many years ago, they started looking into cutting calories, and they started these experiments in rodents, and they wanted to find out if they can delay the onset of development. But instead, what they found out that was very important was that it actually extended the lifespan of these rodents. And this really got scientists very excited. It was, you know, they were not expecting that result. And then they started looking into all kinds of animals, and in every single case, the same effect happened. You cut the calories, the animals live longer. So naturally, we start trying on humans. And so a lot of humans that try to do this caloric restriction, which basically entails reducing your calories by one-third, and you know, it, similar to what you were just saying right now, that, you know, just going on a diet, you know, not eating anything for the day. But instead here is cutting the calories by a third. And they noticed that there was a lot of proteins that were activated. And currently we found out that one of those proteins is actually sirtuins. So they started looking into the sirtuins and seeing the effects that it had on a lot of different proteins. And in addition, now they found out that also mTOR may be affected. Now, nobody wants to cut calories by one-third. I know I don't. So we started looking at other means of triggering those same signaling pathways without cutting the calories. And one of the products that we found was resveratrol. Resveratrol was found to activate sirtuins to a very, very high degree. And sirtuins have this effect where they can modify a lot of different proteins indirectly, and those proteins in turn affect a lot of what we now see as age-related diseases. So when we think of living longer, what we really are doing is we're avoiding diseases, increasing our health span, our healthness, and then by that means living longer. You see what I'm saying?
So do you think that part of the effects they saw on the progression of Alzheimer's, reducing the progression of Alzheimer's disease, had to do with the fact that autophagy was improved and this metabolic waste, this plaque, was being scavenged and eliminated from the body?
Exactly. So mTOR is a protein that actually activates autophagy. And what it does is, as you explained, is that it's a kind of like a cleanup system within the cells. So we have a set of proteins, and there's three major mechanisms of how it works. But we have these proteins that, you know, like all proteins, they get old after they've been used for a prolonged period of time, and we need to get rid of them. But if they hang around long enough, they start to malfunction, and that causes the entire cell to start to malfunction. So when we have this caloric restriction or this activation of autophagy, basically, it, you know, we don't have, the cell doesn't have any proteins to spare, so it starts to devour and recycle and break down the old proteins, and only the new proteins are around because there's only so much to go around. So in essence, what happens is the cell itself becomes much more efficient at working because there's limited resources.
This
and that's
very
where this autophagy
okay.
comes into play.
I want to take our next commercial break. When we come back, I want to change the topic just slightly. Recently, it was announced that a new human anti-aging study is underway using metformin. And I want to talk about the differences in how perhaps resveratrol would have been a better choice than metformin. We're talking right now with Dr. Hector Valenzuela. We're talking about resveratrol. It's an amazing supplement that anybody over 40 should be taking, for sure. I take it, and I will continue to take it to the end of my days. And we just happen to have a sponsor that's the best resveratrol product in the world at Rev Genetics. And you can learn more about them. If you go to superhumanradio.com, you'll see a Rev Genetics metacurcumin banner ad. If you click that, it'll get you to their website. Buy both of them. They're both great supplements for aging. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Bev Genetics today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The secret word is resveratrol. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Dr. Hector Valenzuela. We're talking about resveratrol. While we're going to continue to talk about resveratrol, but from a different angle. Recently, it was announced that a human study is undergoing right now that's looking at the drug, the diabetes drug metformin, as a an aging therapy. Now, early in the show, we talked about how in scientific studies, metformin has been compared to resveratrol, and resveratrol outperforms metformin time and time again, milligram for milligram, in its ability to regulate healthy blood sugar levels, keeping blood sugar from getting too high or too low. Now, when I heard this study, I immediately called my doctor, and I said, I want metformin. And he was willing to prescribe it, but then a good friend of mine, Dr. William Seeds, who's an orthopedic surgeon, who runs a amazing Olympic training facility up in Cleveland, Ohio, said, you better look a little deeper before you jump. And I said, why, Bill? He said, look at what metformin does to mTOR. So when I started digging around, I found out that metformin actually suppresses mTOR. Now, to those of us who train hard, we don't want to suppress mTOR. We want our muscles to grow. So my question to you is, what does resveratrol do to mTOR?
Okay, so there's a couple of things that I want to point out first between the comparisons between metformin and resveratrol. The key one is what you just indicated right now, that you have to go to your doctor to get metformin. And metformin is a drug, and resveratrol is a natural occurring compound. So it's like eating a fruit.
Big difference, right? Nature is perfect. The pharmaceutical industry is not.
Exactly. So that's the first point that I want to make. The second thing that I want to say about metformin, and I believe that the study that you're referring to is called TAME, which stands for Targeting Aging with Metformin.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of that study is so that, as you said, there's been actually it just recently occurred over the summer,
right,
where a lot of researchers got together with the USDA, and they wanted to push for a lot of compounds, and they want to treat these compounds as, you know, and promote them as anti-aging pills, in essence. So they want to see if there's a legitimate classification that can be created where we would have actually compounds that are considered anti-aging. However, a lot of these compounds are compounds that are already in existence, and one example is metformin. Now, as you mentioned, metformin does have some side effects that we don't encounter with resveratrol. Again, you know, nature being way better than the pharmaceutical companies. So, for example, metformin can give you diarrhea, bloating, gas, indigestion, and constipation. So these may not be very, very critical, but it does have some other ones that are much more important. And one of them would be, for example, if patients start to suffer from chest pains. And the other ones that are not well-studied yet in humans, you know, in the clinical trials, are the fact that metformin can affect your mTOR. And mTOR is not something that we want to mess around very lightly.
Let's just do a primer. mTOR stands for the mammalian target of rapamycin. It is upregulated during the protein synthetic response of exercise and protein consumption. It's triggered by leucine. And what happens, mTOR is what builds muscle. And without mTOR, you undergo muscle wasting. And we already know that muscle wasting is not a good thing. Sarcopenia is a leading cause of death in the elderly. They lose muscle, they lose mobility, but more importantly, muscle is now understood as almost like an endocrine functioning tissue. It produces hormones, and it also, by the way, the more muscle you have, the better blood sugar management you have. So while you're losing muscle, your ability to move, your ability to stay strong, your ability to manage blood sugar all dissipate, and metformin does that. But clearly, resveratrol does not.
Yes. And there's one other thing that I would like to point out. You know, you mentioned rapamycin, another compound, synthetic compound, that is commercially available, but it is a compound that also can affect mTOR. And initial studies showed that rapamycin can extend lifespan. But here's the caveat to this whole study, is that rapamycin can also inhibit your immune system.
Yes.
And this is one reason why you can't just go around taking rapamycin.
Well, guess what they get? Guess who gets rapamycin? When you have an organ transplant, it's called an anti-rejection drug. They give you rapamycin so your body doesn't go, wait a minute, that's not my heart, kill it. So it completely derails your immune system, which means that you not only attack this foreign tissue any longer, but you don't attack anything. You start getting sick all the time because your immune system is literally shut off.
Exactly. So if you want to have all these organ rejections, you start taking rapamycin. Now, obviously, you prefer to suppress your immune system at this point because otherwise, the other option is death immediately, right? Immediate death because of the organ rejection. In those cases, you know, you can see why it would be beneficial. But for a normal person who is healthy, who does not have those issues and wants to keep an intact immune response against any pathogen, taking those drugs, metformin and rapamycin, may not be very good for you.
Not a good idea.
There's definitely going to be a catch. So you have to measure the benefits to the harm that can be caused by these drugs.
And if you're a healthy person and you're training in the gym and you're wanting to maintain or maybe even build muscle, metformin is not the drug to take because it is going to stop any gains and perhaps even cause the development of sarcopenia over time. So resveratrol is the only choice. If you want to leverage the and let's be honest, why metformin works as an anti-aging drug. It's not because it can extend life overall. It extends the life of the average person who is consuming way too much starches and sugars, because we did the show in 2006 that glucose signaling is what triggers cellular senescence. If you want your cells to get old faster, then the easiest thing to do is to eat lots of sugar, because when your blood sugar goes up and your body has to produce insulin at higher levels, the cells age faster. So the premise that metformin is going to prolong life is it's going to prolong the life of the average American whose blood sugar is flying high all the time. So you don't need metformin if you are a healthy person who's training hard and wants to maintain or grow muscle, and you're already managing your blood sugar through diet and exercise. You need resveratrol. Am I going out on a limb here, Dr. Valenzuela, by saying that?
No, you're not. I would agree with you. You know that you know there's a clear difference between both compounds, and in every way possible that I can think of, you know, resveratrol is a much better product than metformin if you want to increase your healthy years, right? But without having these bad side effects that for a normal person, a healthy person, it would be extremely detrimental.
Does resveratrol produce any anti-inflammatory effects? I know that I take resveratrol with metacurcumin. I take the Nitro 250 with metacurcumin because I also want the anti-inflammatory effects of metacurcumin and also, quite frankly, the cancer protective effects as well. But is resveratrol itself anti-inflammatory in nature?
Yes, it is. So resveratrol has been shown to lower inflammatory responses in all kinds of tissues. And actually, in that study that we were talking about earlier on how resveratrol can affect Alzheimer's disease, one of the side effects that they believe is that the brain, when it's suffering from Alzheimer's, swells up. Mm. And they believe that one of the positive things about resveratrol is that they found that I find very amazing is the fact that resveratrol can penetrate the blood-brain barrier, okay, and it can influence the brain in such a way that it can actually reduce the inflammatory response. And they believe that maybe that is one of the mechanisms of how resveratrol is aiding the onset of Alzheimer's disease.
Okay. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about resveratrol supplementation. Doses, timing, and that sort of stuff. If you can just kind of expand on that, that would be great. We're talking with Dr. Hector Valenzuela. We're talking about resveratrol. If you are getting up in age, whatever that means to you, if you're starting to see the signs of aging that you don't like, you really do need to add resveratrol to your supplement regimen and not red wine. I think we dispelled that myth at the beginning of the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. Today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Hector Valenzuela. We're talking about resveratrol. Every time I take my resveratrol, I feel good. I feel like I'm doing something good, like depositing money in a bank for my future, because I feel that resveratrol is one of the few things that, as the science unfolds, we understand better and better how good it really is for us. So I've been promoting the resveratrol that belongs to a sponsor of our show. And the truth of the matter is that I worked for years to get Anthony Loetta to advertise on this show because I believed in his product so much. The Nitro 250 has a delivery system that improves the bioavailability of the resveratrol in it, Dr. Valenzuela. So there's a greater plasma spike initially than just taking 250 milligrams of micronized resveratrol any other way. But that spike kind of dissipates pretty around the same time that most of resveratrol spikes dissipate, at about 120 minutes, and then it goes out and it just is a trickling into the blood out to the 240. So I'm taking my resveratrol twice a day. Is that a mistake? Is it the metabolites of the resveratrol that where the magic lies, or is it actually the frank resveratrol itself hitting the bloodstream?
That's a good question. So let me just start by answering this. So resveratrol was always believed to be directly binding to the sirtuins, sirtuin 1 in particular, and having its health benefits that way. Now, that became a little bit controversial with some other studies that said, no, resveratrol does not directly bind to the resveratrol and cause these health benefits. In my opinion, it really doesn't matter for the following reason. The fact is still there that when you add resveratrol, you activate the sirtuins. Okay, so it's been very well studied, but it continues to be somewhat controversial that what exactly is resveratrol doing that is activating the sirtuin? So a lot of people believe that actually the resveratrol gets processed once it gets taken into the body, once it gets digested, and it's, as you mentioned, those metabolites, those other forms of resveratrol that are actually having its effects. I think the bottom line is this. You take resveratrol, you activate those proteins, you get the health benefits. Now, the question is, well, how exactly is this happening? Because when resveratrol first gets taken in, it as you just correctly mentioned, it gets broken down. It gets, but those other components that are the products of resveratrol, once it gets broken down, may be what is carrying out these health benefits. And the science of that is still a little murky. We don't know for sure. We just know that once it does get processed, you nevertheless get the activation of sirtuins, and these other metabolites may linger in the cells or in the bloodstream far longer than resveratrol. But as you correctly pointed, resveratrol does get broken down. So now the idea of this product is that it gets digested far, far slower. So smaller amounts of resveratrol may be activating other components that are giving you this health benefit. So that the effect is extended for much longer time.
Okay. So I take my first dose of resveratrol post workout, which is generally around 10:30, 11 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I take my second dose, 250 milligrams of high delivery resveratrol with my last meal, which is always 6 o'clock at night. Should I just take it all in the morning, or should I? Is it okay? Am I doing something wise by spreading it out like that?
I think you're doing something wise by spreading it out. Because if the effects are going to be for a few hours, then, you know, having that effect twice a day is far much better than having it just one time during the day. Even if that one time of the day may be fairly high, it's still better to kind of like spread it out.
Well, my other thinking is, as we age, I almost am starting to believe that there may be an evolutionary predisposition to become more insulin resistant as we age, as a protective mechanism for an aging being of a species that it would be implied that would have a harder time finding food and fending for itself as it becomes weaker and more feeble. The body says, you know, we're going to need to invest more adipose tissue for those times where we have we don't have a lot of food. And so my thinking is, if I take that second dose at 6 o'clock at night, that its effects will improve blood sugar management at night when I sleep. Do you think there's any evidence to that?
I can't really remember at this point if there's any research that has been done to answer your question. But I think you are right in that sense that you're believing that as we age, our bodies are definitely changing. That's well known. But that their changes can be modulated to some degree by resveratrol. That I have no doubt about. So I kind of support what you're doing, you know, taking it late at night, and I agree with your belief that we are, that aging is a process that has been passed on through evolution, and it's been conserved because there hasn't been any real selective pressure to do the contrary, really.
Right. What about with food? Should people be taking their resveratrol with food or on an empty stomach, or does it matter?
I don't think it matters too much, but except for one little fact that when you do take food, your stomach kind of primes itself to absorb the nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that taking it with a meal or after a meal would be the best time, because at that point your stomach is absorbing more.
And the pH of the stomach goes up, meaning it's more alkaline than acidic. So you would imagine that there would be more available, not broken down by the caustic stomach acids too.
Yes, that's correct.
What do you hope both lay people and clinicians take away from this most recent research on resveratrol's effect perhaps the reduction of progression of Alzheimer's disease?
I think one of the things that I would point out is that Alzheimer's is a very slow and progressive age-related pathology, and that when you take resveratrol, you have to keep in mind that what you really are trying to do is slow down the progression of this disease. I mean, there is no evidence really that says that you can completely cure it. You can't cure it, Alzheimer's, right now, but it's the fact that you want to slow it down almost to a complete stop, you know, and in some cases, that's what they, what the paper indicated is that, in the study, is that for at least a 1 year period, the disease did not progress. And that already in itself is an amazing finding. But I don't think it's the cure necessarily, but it is the fact that you're slowing down the disease. And I think that's the take-home message. You're not going to hurt yourself by taking resveratrol, and you've just got everything to gain from taking it.
Well, and I have to say, and I you may not be aware of his research, but Dr. Dale Bredesen, who is also a scientist from UCLA, successfully reversed Alzheimer's disease in 26 individuals. Last year he was on the show, and they're embarking on a larger trial now. But it was not with a pill. It was not with a pharmaceutical therapy. It was with the lifestyle changes that included promoting autophagy by having your last meal be before 3 hours to sleep, before you go to bed for 3 hours later, getting to bed by 10 p.m. the latest, putting all these people on hormone replacement therapy and getting their hormones in a more youthful range, exercise. In fact, there was one guy in the study that was a business owner. He had multi offices around the United States, and he was only in his late 50s. And he was being forced to retire because the memory loss aspect of Alzheimer's disease had robbed him of his ability to run his businesses. And after the one-year trial with Dr. Dale Bredesen, he actually went back to work and opened up three new offices. So I hate it when I hear people from the pharmaceutical side of the fence say there is no known cure for Alzheimer's disease. All we can hope to do is slow it down. That's not true. There is some amazingly groundbreaking research coming out of California that you can reverse it. The problem is it's not in a pill. It's in a lifestyle. And getting people to change their lifestyle, I think we'll have an easier time living on Mars next year than getting people, because people do not want to give up the things that they love, even if they know their disease is going to progress.
That's correct. And thank you for clarifying that, because, you know, I am trying to specify that there is no cure in the sense of a pill, a magic pill that you can just take and bingo, there you go. I will say Alzheimer's, resveratrol comes the closest, you know, in terms of helping you deal with that. But yes, there is no known cure, but it will be, you know, extremely beneficial for any individuals who are suffering from Alzheimer's to, yes, those lifestyle changes are by far, far more, dramatic in increasing the health of those individuals.
Well, Dr. Bredesen put these people on supplements too, and I don't remember for sure, so I can't say, oh yes, but I'll bet you lunch next time I'm out in California that he had them on resveratrol as well as other supplements that are known to mitigate the inflammatory effects of the brain and all these other things. Because I actually wrote a blog about it. I wrote a blog that said the cure for Alzheimer's may actually be the cure for aging. Because what he did was basically systems biology. He looked at these people and he said, okay, we're going to correct everything that's wrong with you right now. And let's see what happens to the Alzheimer's symptoms. And sure enough, they reversed. 26 people. Only two people dropped out of the trial. And he's about, I believe last time he was on the show last year, he was getting funding to do a larger scale trial. So it's very remarkable stuff out there that you're not going to see during the commercial breaks of watching Dancing with the Stars, you know, take this pill and you're all better. But rest assured, if you do the right things for your body will do the right things for you. Dr. Valenzuela, I know that you're very busy with your schedule. Thanks so much for being on the air today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Take care. So there you have it. And if you want to know about the best resveratrol in the world, go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the Metacurcumin banner ad. That'll bring you to RevGenetics website. And they have some amazing products. I personally use the Metacurcumin with the resveratrol. That's just me. But if you can only afford one, get the resveratrol, please. Also, I want to thank Susan Schenk for coming on all the way from Ecuador to talk about the myth of being a vegan is actually healthier. It may be healthy for a couple weeks as a cleanse, but living your life as a vegan is putting yourself at great risk of disease, not the opposite. And you're not saving any animals, because just as many animals are being killed in the farming of your beloved vegetation as are being killed in making you a hamburger. So that myth is also a lie. And then, of course, thanks to All-American Pharmaceuticals, All-American EFX Sports. Please go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about them. They are the title sponsor of the show. They make the show happen week in and week out. We'll see everybody tomorrow for Casual Friday. Thanks for listening today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information.